Begin by finding a quiet place. Use your phone's Do Not Disturb function to eliminate any potential distractions. Close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and relax. Listen as I read from Psalm 23. Focus on the words and pay attention to any words or images that may come to mind. You, Lord, are my shepherd. I will never be in need. You let me rest in fields of green grass. You lead me to streams of peaceful water. And you refresh my life. You are true to your name and you lead me along the right paths. I may walk through the valleys as dark as death, but I won't be afraid. You are with me, and your shepherd's rod make me feel safe. You treat me to a feast while my enemies watch. You honor me as a guest, and you fill my cup until it overflows. Your kindness and love will always be with me each day of my life, and I will live forever in your house, Lord. Take a moment to reflect on the words and images that came to mind as you listened. What phrases moved you most? What ideas were hard to believe? Listen as I read again, and use your imagination to engage all five senses as you picture the setting. Start by visualizing a peaceful valley on a sunny day. You, Lord, are my shepherd. I will never be in need. What do you think it means for God to be our shepherd? Do you think people who follow God are never in need? Why does the psalmist say, "I will never be in need"? Another translation says, "I shall not want." Do people who follow God still want? You let me rest in fields of green grass. You lead me to streams of peaceful water. Picture a valley, lush and green. Are there trees? Flowers? What about animals? Insects or butterflies? What do you see? Take a moment to visually imagine the vista that surrounds you. What do you hear? Is the air full of birdsong? Is there a breeze? Can you feel it on your skin? Walk toward the peaceful stream now. Look at it. Is the water clear? How does the light play across the mist at its surface? You refresh my life. You are true to your name, and you lead me along the right path. Are you ever tired? Are you tired right now? This is a place of rest and renewal. Recall a time when you've been at peace in an outdoor setting. Where was it? Can you return to that day in your imagination, some perfect moment in the sun? I may walk through valleys as dark as death, but I won't be afraid. You are with me, and your shepherd's rod makes me feel safe. Return now to your beautiful green valley with its peaceful stream. At the far end is a mountain pass, dark and ominous. Walk toward it. As you get closer, look into the darkness. The path is difficult to make out, and there are frightening noises. What scares you in life? What roads are you afraid to walk? Can God walk with you? You treat me to a feast while my enemies watch. You honor me as your guest, and you fill my cup until it overflows. Your kindness and love will always be with me each day of my life, and I will live in your house, Lord. Think about how God looks on you with love and kindness. Take a moment to bask in and enjoy the love of God. Do you believe God wants to provide you with peace and rest? Why or why not? What journey might God be preparing you for? What dark valley may you need to walk with the shepherd? Now speak directly to God. Talk about how you feel toward God and what you think of God's love. What do you believe about this shepherd? Ask what road may lay ahead that you are afraid to walk. Ask God for the courage to walk where you do not want to walk. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.